We welcome you inside the film room right here on Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. We're joined, as always, by Roman Oben, former Giants offensive lineman. As you take a look at the Giants roster and break down exactly what every guy in this team has to offer, Big Blue. Today, we take a look at Corey Webster. And Roman, Corey did not have a lot of opportunities to really influence Big Blue this year. Only 15 snaps on the field for the Giants after week number two. But our first play comes in week number one against Dallas, against one of the best wide receivers in football.
Yeah, this is opening day, John, and the Dallas Cowboys going to three tight ends and one receiver. So this is really a one-man route. And what Webster does on this play, he does actually an excellent job of just really trailing this in route, allowing the receiver to break, but you still are able to close, which does a great job of deflecting the pass here. See the personnel, everyone's bunched on the line of scrimmage. There's a play action. This is a one-man route at the very top right there. Great job. Now, the ball was probably thrown a little bit behind the receiver, but it's a good job by the corner really playing the route, trailing him, like I said, being right in his hip pocket, either intercepting or deflecting the pass.
Roman, that's a look at some of his bump and run man-to-man stuff. Now let's look at when Corey anticipates, jumps a route, and gets a pick.
Yeah, we're going to look at the Green Bay Packers game, and he will really not only jump the route, he's going to actually vacate his route and go for the short interception. Now, this can only happen, John, if you really trust where that ball is coming, because if you don't, you obviously have a receiver wide open at the top, and that puts a lot of strain on Stevie Brown, who's playing that deep safety. I mean, Stevie Brown is about 20 yards deep, so, but it's a good job, good anticipation by Corey Webster, gets an interception, and gets the ball to the offense inside their own territory, which is excellent.
Now, I got to imagine, Roman, that has a lot to do with his veteran knowledge and understanding of what other teams are trying to do.
Yeah, and that's something they could have anticipated during the week when the Packers or when any team lines up in this certain look, expect this route, expect this on this certain down distance. I think that's what Corey Webster did on that play.
Now, Roman, Corey has a voidable year on his contract, likely to be an unrestricted free agent, didn't play a whole lot this year. What does he still have to offer NFL franchises?
Well, it's always that veteran leadership. And when you have veteran leadership, you have an awareness of the game, you know, your knowledge, your instincts, all those things are still there. Obviously, health will be a concern going forward. But obviously, he does bring a lot to the table, and he's played a lot of football.
A myriad of injuries, he hopes to be healthy in 2014. Roman, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And that's all the time we have inside the film room on Giants.com. For Roman Oben, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.